I suppose leading up to the school trip, people had started to think, like my grandma would say, oh, you're getting taller, you're getting slimmer. So I suppose my mum subconsciously put it down to me growing up. But at the same time, I can remember when I was first diagnosed with diabetes, she'd obviously heard about a friend's daughter who'd also become diabetic some time before. So she could almost realise now why I was losing the weight, but just hadn't connected it.
So what happened then when you got back from the school trip?
Well, as I say, my mum knew there was something wrong. I think this whole chat she'd had with a friend about a daughter who was diabetic must have made some vague connections. So we went to the doctors and I think he did a urine test and told me he thought I was diabetic and that I needed to go straight to the hospital. So I went to the hospital and I was in hospital for 2 weeks. I can't remember the details, but I do know that I practiced injecting on an orange. Again, my mum, I had things like, you know, teachers coming to see me, friends coming to see me. And I think at the time, my mum's version of events and from the vague bits I can remember, I was quite sensible about the whole thing. I didn't really get too upset. I mean, we were meant to be going on holiday as a family and my brothers ended up going on their own with my dad and I obviously was in hospital. And then my mum and I came back to the house together whilst my brothers and my dad were on holiday. But I didn't really... That sort of thing didn't really affect me at the time. I just seemed to go through the motions of getting through it.
What are your memories of the hospital?
Well, I gather that my memories must be pretty... I couldn't honestly give you an answer to that other than I don't have any bad thoughts about the hospital. So on that basis, I assume that it must have been okay. I mean, I had plenty of visitors and it wasn't like I was isolated or anything. So,
did you begin to feel better very quickly?
Again, I can't really remember that. A key thing that I can remember having happened, because, you know, people have reminded me that it happened, when I was actually in hospital for the 2 weeks, the other thing to be aware of is that I was short-sighted growing up. And when I was in hospital, for about a day or 2 days, my eyesight just went normal, which was quite bizarre. And so that I was explained by the doctors that that was partly to do with the fact that all this was going on. That's about it, really. I can't really explain that any other way.
Can you remember how often you had to inject and what insulin it was?
Yeah, back then I was injecting twice a day, once in the morning before my breakfast. And that was a mixture, I think, of short-acting and long-acting insulin. So that covered my breakfast and then my lunchtime. So obviously I was always having to guess at what I was going to be eating. And then I'd have another injection again in the evening before my evening meal, which I think was a short-acting and a long-acting to cover my evening meal and then through the night. I must be very honest with you, but up until